The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
There it is, Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi, we're streaming and YouTubing on AM970Answer.com, Jersey Joe Piscopo. You can find us somewhere, but we are streaming on YouTube and on Facebook tonight. All day long, all morning long. So, very upsetting about the helicopter, right? I know everybody's been talking about it, and we have Rich Roffe, who is a buddy of mine and a pilot, private pilot. I talked to Rich Kimball, President Trump's pilot, Citizen Trump was indeed Citizen Trump. Rich is one of the legendary helicopter pilots. Talked to him about it. No one knows what happened, how it happened, or why this helicopter landed, you know, where it did around. This was like a 145. Yesterday, the helicopter crashed on top of a building in Midtown Manhattan, and the pilot died, Mr. McCormick. I believe Tim McCormick was his name. And, this is what I found out. And Rich Roffe, I got this, my buddy, my private pilot guy told me about this, is that the helicopter was made for instrument flying, was Mr. McCormick qualified for instrument flying, because you can't fly those choppers. It's got to be visual. It's all got to be visual with helicopters, mostly. This particular helicopter, this Augusta helicopter, which it was made to fly virtually, you know, by radar, because no one knows why the pilot would take off. But may he rest in peace, by the way. And also, how bad that could have been? How bad that could have been? And you got to give the pilot credit for putting it down on a building as opposed to going right down in the street. It would have been a whole different morning this morning. So may he rest in peace. So the first thing, everybody's saying, what happened? And the pilot took off from 34th Street Heliport. You know all this, right? Located, it's on the east side of Manhattan with the intended destination of Linden, New Jersey. And then the helicopter was in the air for 11 minutes prior to the crash. The pilot had radio before the crash that the helicopter was in trouble. And, we reached out to Commissioner Nigro, and we reached out to some folks that might have more information about this. And we will give you the information as it unfolds here on the radio. But it could have been a lot worse, boy. I guess he had problems, and he put it down on top of a building, came down so hard, and it killed the poor guy, right? But it could have been a lot worse. Yeah, this was the Augusta helicopter that was actually, it's designed and made to fly virtually. Was the pilot qualified in that regard? This is just, there's no other news that you know, and we will check this out. And a big shout out to the FDNY for doing such a great job in this regard. And also to the NYPD and everybody in New York, for stepping up when this happened immediately. Right in Midtown Manhattan. Could have been so much worse. So good morning to you. We will break the news. We'll see what's going on. But we are New York. Nothing, as you know, gets us down. And sometimes you get a little confused and rattled. You know, what was that? People thought maybe it was terrorism. But everything is in order this morning. And our hearts go out to the family of the pilot. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Judge Knapp's going to join us. I feel bad. Judge Knapp asked me to be. He's sitting in for Kennedy Monday. Next Monday's my birthday. Look at this already, right? And the whole family's coming out. Mom is so cute. She said, I made eggplant. I made lasagna. I said, okay, it's my birthday. So this is going to be good. So I'll be ready for that next week. And I'm not going to, I'll be home actually that night at night. And so I apologize to Judge Knapp for not being able to be on his show with Kennedy. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is on, and we're going to talk about the suicide epidemic. You see police officers, you see everybody. We had a suicide right here in the building. What's going on with this? What is going on? This is an epidemic, and Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is great like that. Hey, Jose Martini is going to join us. He's going to join us. He's a senior reporter for the city. And he's covering transit, and we're going to talk to him about the crash as well. And Mike Gallagher's on. I asked Rich Rofe also to join me, my pilot guy, because he's going to tell us the technical things, what could have gone wrong, what did go wrong. And everybody's asking the same question, and I don't think we have an answer to it this morning, is exactly why the pilot was flying in weather like that. Also, and we'll stay, get on the back to the helicopter in a minute, but John Dean, I mean, seriously, John Dean. I'm a kid. I'm in college, and I'm watching this Watergate thing unfold. So the first thing I said about Watergate, I remember distinctly as a college student. I was in Florida at the time, and what did the president do? What did they hacked into some DNC thing, and now what? What? It was like so minor. Politics as usual is what I thought even back then. They're blowing this up. The press made it into this, oh my gosh, this crime. And compared to what Mrs. Clinton did, no disrespect to Mrs. Clinton, but what she did, and I think Anthony Pope touched on it yesterday, that is an assault. That is 10 times, a million times worse than Watergate. So now the Democrats, and someone's got to call me and explain to me. You put Michael Cohen in front of the House Judiciary Committee. This is what Gerald Nadler does. He's got the big, Jerry, you're going to be the committee chairman. And Jerry goes, really? What do I do now? Because I may be wrong. Mr. Nadler looks like he has no idea what he's doing there. They're just shoving papers in his face. And there's like marching orders for the Democrats. Here's what you're going to do. And we're going to try to impeach the president. That's what this is about. But I don't understand how they get there, how we pay for it. When Michael Cohen is convicted and he says he lies, then they put him in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And did he not lie again? And John Dean, he's disbarred. He's a disgrace. He was, and I, even as a kid, I remember watching him with those glasses, you know, like, oh, here's an intellectual that is running like a rat. That's what I thought of back then. And then, so the House Judiciary Committee brings John Dean back? Seriously? You know, I'm watching this, and I just, it's hard for me to grasp why people aren't like just up in arms saying, and thank God the congressional Republicans at least stepped up. But people, don't people see this? Do they not see how ridiculous this is? And that's what a non-incident is. And what was the impetus of Mr. Dean to go on all the cable news networks? And that, you know, talk about himself. And is he selling a book? Is this what he does? I mean, to go after the president. And I'm so sick of the negative overtone of everything the president is doing. And then they say, oh, he shouldn't be tweeting. And I'm one of those guys. He should not be tweeting. But what choice does he have anymore? Right? That was a beautiful thing in the Rose Garden with the Indy 500 winners. That was just great and presidential. Man, they go after him about now John Dean's testifying, and the president goes, if we have that audio, it was the best audio. You want to punch that up, Frank, if you have that audio. Yeah, listen to this. This is what the president said about John Dean, really.
Look, John Dean's been a loser for many years, so I've been watching him on one of the networks that is not exactly Trump-oriented, and I guess they paid him a lot of money over the years. Now, John's been a loser for a long time. We know that. I think he was disbarred, and he went to prison. Other than that, he's doing a great job.
Look at it. They're attacking him. It was so funny. Other than that, he's doing a great job. The guy's a criminal. That was the best quote. I'm sorry. So this is not presidential that he said that. I'm planning.
We know that. I think he was disbarred and he went to prison. Other than that, he's doing a great job.
You gotta love it. I'm sorry. We love it, Mr. President. Right on the money. I'm sorry. And everybody laughed, and it was great. Oh, and we're so at a cusp where I feel it's positive in the country, and I keep telling you about when I go to these little community things that I go to, you know, whether it's a playground in Watchung, in New Jersey, that my friend builds for his kids and the school system there, whether it's going out to Long Valley, New Jersey, you know, or going out to Brooklyn, going out and meeting the good folks in the communities. We're great people. We're a good people. I'm not going to let them tear us down. And then when the president tries to do something positive, Oh, my gosh, almighty, will you just stop with the negativity? Let's embrace it. And if you don't embrace it, I'm telling you, and maybe it's me watching the news, and maybe it's the news that puts all the negative out there just so I get on the radio and I'm fired up about it, right? But goodness gracious, can we just give me a platform for the Democrats? Give me an initiative, you know? Give me what you want to do to help move this country along. Don't just tell me that how bad the president is and that the president obstructed justice. It's not sticking, man. It's just not working for you. And I swear to goodness gracious, anything could happen in the election like now. But right, if it was the election was today, it'd be a landslide for the president, I believe. But you never know. You never know. And they just won't get off of it. And what is puzzling to me that my friends who are intelligent and they're nice and they're great Americans and they're liberal and they're Democrats, they still will not say anything nice about the president. And they'll vote no matter who it is. They will vote for all the left, the progressive socialists are going in, who are anti-Semitic, who hate the country, who hate Israel, and they hate this president. How do you vote for somebody like that? I just can't. And we talk with them on the air. We have nice, objective, pragmatic discussions. I do not understand how you could go that way now. You know, and now, and you want to know the truth now, how everybody gets up, oh, you're a Trump guy. You're a Trump guy. No, I'm an American. I'm an American who cares about the country, you know, and the fact that I voted for Donald Trump, I'm glad I did. I did the right thing, and I'm going to do the right thing again in 2020. I'm telling you right now, you show me otherwise. Give me a platform. Give me initiative. Give me something that maybe you want to go up against, you know, about against this president that doesn't work. I'm going to listen, but you got to show me. But the second you can start tearing them down, and then one thing fails after another thing, after another attack fails, what choice do we have? What choice do we have when Hillary ran against him? Really? After what Hillary did? How do you vote? No disrespect, please. Don't get me wrong. This is not hate-oriented. This is just objectively and pragmatically, really. And I'm not idolizing anybody. Oh, isn't he great? I'm not one of those. I'll tell you that. Since my pop died, rest his soul, since Joe DiMaggio and Frank Sinatra died, I don't really have any heroes that are currently walking this earth, you know? But I know what's right, and I always do the right thing, and am always respectful in that regard. And I love this country heart and soul, and I can't stand the negative overtones that is just there just for political purposes. That is wrong, and you and I have to stand fast on that. 6:16 with Joe on the radio. Look at this. This is great. You know what got me this? I just found this the other day. When Arthur Idala's mom, Marianne, I love you, Marianne, she came to Lorenzo's when I was there with Allie and Michael, right? And just a couple months ago already. So she gives me a bag. She came off of a cruise, went from the cruise ship to Lorenzo's to see the show, which we really appreciated. And she gave me the Statue of Liberty that someone broke already. But already, we'll fix it. We'll fix it like that. So Statue of Liberty, you know, they gave me. And then they gave me, I just found this just the other day. I went in my bag and I looked and I found, look how this glorious. Thank you, George. Thank you. Look at that. It's a Statue of Liberty. It's Lady Liberty in a beautiful coat, beautiful outfit. She's holding a dove, and she's holding the Bible in her hand. She got the Statue of Liberty crown on, and we'll post this. We'll post this. That's Al going. Al's running out. That's okay, Al. We got you covered. So this is, how beautiful is this? Look at that. And so thank you, Marianne. And then this I want to show you, too, while you're on that same shot. This is from the Cabrini sisters. They gave me this. And Sister Patrina Racuglia gave me this beautiful. It's a picture.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a picture of Mother Cabrini with children and for the Cabrini Mission and the Cabrini Foundation, which I was so proud to be a part of. Hey, it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's all good. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get all into this helicopter situation. Frankie Five Boroughs, how are you?
I am doing great, Joe.
Nice touch, little pink, little gray. Look at me, yeah, with the gray, dark gray.
Gotta do it once in a while.
I went orange. I went orange because I had purple, and then I look. Wait, I wore the purple before, but I'm a purple guy. Purple works.
Yeah, I like it.
This is a Bugatti. This is, how about this tie? Is this an
original? It's almost New York Mets colors.
Yeah. Only you would say I'm going to the Yankee game tonight. I better not wear it there. I guess.
No, but
I wore the orange because, of course, Frank's not just favorite color, so I actually wore the orange like that. I don't really rock the orange. Al's just out there running out. Thank you, Albert, running in front of the camera. There he is. And a good morning to you guys. And now, how's Poppy doing, by the way? We're all Yankee fans, but we feel for Red Sox. David Ortiz, how's he doing?
So they're moving him up to Boston, and he apparently is expected to recover, according to his father. But this was a pretty serious
incident.
So So they're saying that this was not a random robbery, not a random act of violence, but this was actually a hit. This was a contract killing that they attempted on David Ortiz.
It looked like, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, I remember you said that off air.
Yeah, it seemed like if somebody was trying to whack him, and why would they try to whack
him? Well, we don't know exactly. It's all speculation at this point. One of the more interesting theories that I've heard, and perhaps we should, you know, not necessarily just repeat all these theories, ahead and do it, is that he was involved with the wife of a drug lord, and the drug lord may have hired hitmen to go after this guy.
Yeah, a complete conjecture, but
or the guy was a big Yankee fan.
Yeah. No. But the fact is, thank God. It could have been worse, because usually it's two in the back of the head from an assassin.
Absolutely.
So maybe this was just a crazy person, but it went through his backside, right? Albert, went through his liver.
He lost his gallbladder. But his parts of his intestine as well. No, his gallbladder's gone. They had to remove
part of his liver.
I don't know about part of the liver. I know some of his intestines had to be taken out. So the Red Sox medevaced him out of the Dominican Republic, brought him to Boston, the Boston Mass General. He'll be there, I guess, for a while, recuperating or whatever. But somebody was screaming last night on Twitter, like, why didn't they get him out of there quicker? I mean, the guy's in surgery. Yeah, you can't just pick him up and put him on a plane.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Everything great about baseball, man. That was Pappy. So we wish him all the very, very best. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Great to have you. Hi, I see you. What's up, Al? What's going on? We're going to traffic.
We're trying to connect to Debbie. She's having an issue connecting.
She did send a report.
I know, but I can't use that right now because it's too late for me to put that together. So, you know. I wish people would just listen when I do
even
things.
Make an executive order as producer of this program.
No, do you think
someone's going to say to you?
Just information.
No, you're right. It was a very, very nice.
Was, by the way,
very nice. By the way, how dare you even suggest anything without getting yelled
silly
at
of
or disagreed with? You know?
Because here's why. Because I'm the one that has to put that together, and I can't put it together that quickly to put it into the system. So I want her to try and reconnect first. Mm. So we can take an extra minute or two here. Okay. We have a short break.
I'm not asking anybody
to do anything
so
that's
it
too
was
difficult.
Quite a scene here in Manhattan yesterday, Joe, and I'd be curious, especially for all our listeners that live or work in Midtown, what their experience was like in terms of what they heard and you know what they saw and smelled.
I tell you, I know, it's so true, but the FDNY just was great. Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh. We are so fortunate. A shout out to Commissioner Nigro, who we reached out to come jump on the show with, and certainly to Commissioner O'Neill and the NYPD. In this city, after especially all the terror that we've gone through and what we had to do in 9/11, to see what the firefighters and what the police have done. And in just in a moment, they were there. So we appreciate that. And we're good to go? We're not good to go? No break.
We're just going to take a break.
Okay. Is Debbie okay? I worry about Debbie.
She is. It's a technical problem.
Okay. As long as she's okay. I worry.
Absolutely.
It's a family, and I worry. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, and here we are on this Tuesday. We're YouTubing and we're Facebooking. You know, I forgot, and we'll go to break in a second. You know, raining out there. Raining. Joe Lundberg tells me raining. Do you think I remember... Or I'm so interested in talking to Joe about biking and his whole big 24-hour bike-a-thon this weekend. I forgot about an umbrella. So I ended up being at the Duane Reade early this morning, and I got a nice umbrella. So I'm all set to go. But it's raining now, and it will just only for the next hour or so. Hey, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, we'll take a break. And we are covered. If you want to call 877-970-2999.
Especially if you saw the crash yesterday or if you heard it or you smelled it.
877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. It's Piscopo, it's Murano, it's Cthulhu. We're coming right back at you. Don't go away.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
This is an advertisement paid on attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-730-6100. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-730-6100. That's 1-800-730-6100. 1-800-730-6100.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Cream. Here we go. Come on.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you.
Hand signals. That's okay. Matt Zambolin, how are you, Matt? You got your baby? Your baby okay? All the interns, Matt's our operations manager, but we have Charles had a baby.
That's right.
Matt had a baby. Laura had a little baby. We have Absolutely. A baby boom at AM 970, The Answer. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I think I'm done. So it's interesting. We're going to talk to Jose Martinez from the city. He's been covering this crash, this helicopter crash. But from what when I talked to my pilot friends, and every pilot I talked to, they couldn't understand why that this pilot would take off in the weather. It took off in 34th Street. No one would take off. So there's a IFR. This is when you have to – it's instrument flying. That's exactly what that's for. But you have to be certified and qualified to fly VFR. VFR is virtual flying. This Augusta A101E helicopter was built to be virtual. You can take it up. So maybe whoever allowed this pilot to take off and said, okay, you're clear because that was a virtual helicopter. That's what I think happened.
Well, I that was my first thought, is why is a helicopter flying in weather like this? But I think the broader question is, and I know Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney has been all over TV since yesterday talking about this, is something she's been saying for many years. Why do they allow private helicopters to fly over Manhattan?
I don't know. That was restricted space. He was not supposed to be there.
But as far as I can tell, I mean, Manhattan is a place where there are these massive skyscrapers. I understand that a lot of people, particularly people of means, want to get places in a hurry. But there's no reason to have these private helicopters flying over Manhattan. I think Carolyn Maloney is absolutely
right.
Got to ban it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't they go around the city though?
They fly over.
You know, you're right. I think I've been on those. Guilty.
You're not a pilot.
I'm not of the means that you talk about, but I do hop on a chopper.
Right, but you hang out with the jet setting.
But generally, they come in from the outside on the east side. They come around down the river, the East River, and land on the east side of Manhattan. You know, not down by here by Wall Street, or on the west side of 34th Street. Remember when I came in and I flew in over the Statue of Liberty, and it was all Hudson River that we landed on. Wasn't, but you tell me a lot.
I think skyscrapers and helicopters are a bad combination.
Yeah. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that something worse didn't happen, Frankie Fibros. You're absolutely right. And we'll break it down, see exactly what happened, and our hearts go out to the pilot. But I was on the phone with my buddy Rich, and I'm saying, I've got a situation. My sister Carol's got a birthday thing coming up. And it's on the same day as a very dear friend and a huge sponsor of our show is having a birthday. It's exact same time One's down the shore, one's out in Long Island, you know. So I said to my friend, could you chopper me out there? I swear to goodness, I hung up the phone.
Even after this?
No, it was right before it happened. So I feel guilty that I put the jinx, God forbid, a jinx on.
No.
I said, can you take me out there from down the shore? And we came up with a plan that maybe, but my friend, and you'll hear him talk about it, he has a plane with a parachute, Frankie Byburrows.
That's nice.
Come on. It's a brand new plane with a parachute. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Fly with a parachute.
It's a five-seater, and God forbid something happens. I saw it. You reach up, you pull something down, and a parachute goes out the plane. So I feel right. I've flown in that plane before, and he's a great pilot. He'll join us.
Right. My goal is not to fly in any planes that have parachutes.
So at all.
No.
But if you want to get to where you want to go to, and you're going to get into a plane, it should have a parachute.
You're right.
And
you're
here
right.
you go. Here you go. Right. Right. So, but you know me, I love the chopper situation. I don't know what happened. We'll get into it and we'll hear the news. But what this pilot did was absolutely stellar in the sense that he took it down on a building as opposed that could have gone right down in the streets of Manhattan.
But he had to know the pilot that he was gonna crash because that roof that he tried to land on is filled with HVAC units.
Yeah.
There was no spot for him to put that.
Right. Well, as Joe said, he radioed that he was going to do that.
And there's video of the copter you could see over the water, I guess, as he was heading to Midtown.
Identified as the helicopter
because I've seen a number of pieces from it where he was having engine. It looked like he was having engine trouble.
But what I was going to say is this comes right before Uber is all set to announce their new helicopter taxi service, Uber Blade.
Geez.
So I have to think Uber's investors can't be too happy about this now that the call to regulate air travel over Manhattan is getting all sorts of renewed attention.
It's a 6:30 before we break. So I said, I of course am going to my sister's party because I made the commitment and she's my sister. So I'm going to go. So I go, but now can I do both? Can I go do a couple hours there and then hop out to Long Island and say hi? We're going to try to work that out and I'll figure that out by tomorrow. Al says, did you see what Al said off my... You got to go to your... What did you say? Got to go to your sister's.
Yeah, it's family. And you already committed to that. Well, you committed to that party already, right?
I was just curious. So if your sister invited you...
No, I wouldn't go. I'm not talking to my sister. There's a difference. But there's a difference. You have a relationship with your sister, number one.
Carol's
number two, you've already committed to that party.
Yes, I did.
So to say I'll be there and then go, I'll be there, but I got to leave in an hour
because
I have to go out to Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look good.
So if
you if you don't mind annoying your sister,
I wouldn't
have a problem. Me, that's an easy decision.
Would you go if your sister invited you?
If I was talking to my sister and she invited me to her party,
right now,
and I had
to
go to another party,
if she invited you to the party, if she invited you and said, "Al, I want you," and the brother-in-law was there, you wouldn't go. Al,
I don't talk to her.
You give me invite.
I don't talk to her.
But
have a relationship with
her. Wouldn't that be a nice olive branch to say, huh?
Am I right or wrong? Absolutely.
Al, come to my party if she said, you would say, you would go.
No,
yes,
I wouldn't.
I think you.
No, I wouldn't.
I think you would soften up.
No,
you would
I
hug
wouldn't.
The brother-in-law.
No, I wouldn't.
I'll be there. I'll be at Carlton.
Yeah, you have to. Besides, it's not like
Al gives advice.
No, but think about it. Is the other party that the party at your sister's is in New Jersey, correct?
Yeah, down the shore, yes.
Okay, now, hold on a second. You're going to go from the shore to try to get to Long Island? On what day of the week is this?
Saturday night.
Forget about it. There's not a chance. There's not a chance. You'll arrive at the party in Long Island on Sunday morning.
I know. But
there's no chance.
I hear that the party will still be going on, though.
It might be, but you might be the only one awake and refreshed.
But
here's one question that I have. Is it a milestone birthday for your sister, one that ends in a zero
you know what,
or a five?
Yes, it is, but it doesn't matter. Carol calls, I come running. Just like that. My sister, I'm going to be
milestone
there.
Is something.
I'm going to... And la familia... E molto importante. That's what the family
there you go.
Is. So yes, I'm going to be there. I was just trying to say, I always say, well, can I go when at the end of the night? Because I hear this party's going to go on forever.
It's one thing if you're at the shore and let's say the other party is in Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. That's
right,
doable.
Right.
But to go all the way to Long Island, I'm thinking, you know,
or if
Manhattan,
the party was Atlantic City, they have access to, you know, aircraft that go out there like that. So we'll get it. Stay tuned. I'll be at the party I'm going. And Al, I would suggest if your sister was
that's
clean
not
enough,
happen.
If she
that's
she you
happen.
Never know. I'm just saying, family's good.
Why don't you be the bigger person and invite her somewhere?
Yes.
Because I've done that before. I don't plan on doing that again. Right. The olive branch was extended once. It doesn't get extended again. That's pretty simple. That's how I work.
That's it?
That's it.
But you want to give advice to other people on what to do.
But you have a relationship with your sister. There's a big difference between your sister and my sister.
Can we have... I think we should get our sister on the phone.
I think...
we don't have a dump button long enough for that.
It'd be great to have her debate with your sister.
It's not going to happen.
Because you know what my sister's argument will be? It's all about me, meaning me, not my sister. That I'm selfish, that I'm this, that I'm that, or whatever. Whatever. It's okay.
At this point, I'm... You're leaning towards her side.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Frank goes. All right. Frank goes. She's got a point.
All right. It's fine.
No, wouldn't it be great to put her on the air? Come on. Let's
do it. No, it wouldn't be great.
You would really uncomfortable. Right. I love uncomfortable radio.
She's a Starbucks barista as well, so she can.
She's a manager.
Oh, manager. Excuse me. Even more so.
She can bring stuff.
She could comment on all sorts of Starbucks related news. There's a story out of London today that they're
reusable cup.
Bringing reusable cups to
you
Starbucks.
Mean people, the cups that you people use before?
Exactly. So we'll see if that takes off.
They're going to melt it down, right?
Her thoughts on Howard Schultz running for president.
Let's stay on the reusable cup for a second. I just got really skeeved. Can we talk about it when we come back? Do they melt down the cups?
No.
And then they rebuild them?
You use it, and then you give it back, and then I guess they wash it or whatever, and then they reuse it for somebody else.
Yeah, because they're not making enough money,
Hold on a second. When you use a coffee cup, don't you reuse it at home?
Yeah, at home. And in a restaurant as well.
And you wash it, right?
Still, it just seems...
I notice Frank every day uses the same coffee mug, never washes it.
Yeah. I washed it briefly yesterday.
Yesterday, for the first time in how long?
Did I get you that one? No.
No, this is...
Unless you work for Idala, Bertuna.
Bertuna and Kamins. This was a favor.
We got everything for Arthur. I have my Statue of Liberty. We got cups.
These microphones. He gave us these. these mugs.
Cufflinks. Anything Arthur wants to give us. And Vinny Recuglia. We haven't gotten anything from Vinny for 24 hours.
He brought us fruit the other day.
Yeah. Oh, there
I
we
like
go.
How he asked you if he gave you that coffee mug. And it's... Arthur's name right on it.
But that's still not out of the realm of possibility. He might have regifted
That's a fair point.
But
Regifting. So, it's not a bad idea.
Exactly. This was a favor at one of his parties. And then I...
it looks like it was. No offense, Frank.
I walked into a door with it, and I chipped it. And he assured me that the next time that he would be here...
New cup.
He'd get a new cup. Now, he's been in studio twice since he made that promise. And I'm still drinking from a chipped cup.
And I got new cufflinks. I'm sorry. We'll work on it, Frankie Fibros. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe on the radio, 636. And we'll get into this helicopter crash. And John Dean. Seriously? Surely you can't be serious. Don't call me Shirley. Hey, 636 with Joe on the radio with Frankie. And Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Yesterday's fatal helicopter crash prompting calls by New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney to ban all non-essential flights over New York City. Maloney called it a nightmare, saying New York City is too densely populated for choppers to land. She says it's unsafe to land in the water, the streets, or rooftops. Rooftop landings were banned in the Big Apple in 1977. Maloney also questioned why the pilot was flying in the heavy rain and foggy conditions. She says she plans to meet with the FAA to review a possible flight ban moving forward. Another person killed in the September 11th terrorist attacks has been identified with DNA testing. The New York Daily News reports the victim, who was not named publicly, becomes the 1,643rd person to be identified. A spokesman for the city medical examiner's office says the identification was made using a bone fragment found in 2013 near the Deutsche Bank building. Officials are vowing to continue testing the 1,100 remains in the hopes of identifying more victims. In sports, rain was the big winner in the Bronx last night. Subway Series opener between the Yankees and Mets postponed. They'll make that up with a split doubleheader today. The first game is at 1:05, the nightcap at 7:05. The NBA Finals are going back to Oakland for Game 6. The Warriors closed Game 5 on a 9-2 run to stun the Raptors 106-105 in Toronto. Game 6 is set for Thursday. And we'll have more on the Joe Piscopo Show right after this.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you. And if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 800-707-5010. That's 800-707-5010.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing these chanters into the office was a pretty great idea, Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, everyone seems less stressed when they can manage to stay awake.
Maybe we'd relax better if we just had Geico Commercial Auto.
Well, Geico can help insure our vehicles? That's good to know.
Yep, they can help business owners with all kinds of insurance needs.
That's really good to know. I'll check them out, right? Right after nap time. Uh-huh.
Get to know Geico and see how easy commercial auto insurance can be.
Good morning, it's Joe on the radio. I got my daddy's glasses on. It's so funny, he had these exact glasses. I've turned into my pop. Yeah, I should be so lucky. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:40 on the radio with Joe and Frank and Al. And I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. So my birthday's coming up, Father's Day's coming up, so everybody's coming out to the house. So, of course, I scramble and panic, and my deck has got to get done. I got to do this. I got to take care of the railings, you know. They had the mildew from the winter, and, oh, please. So I had a guy come out to kind of, what do you call it, steam wash it? What do you call it? Power wash it, you know. So he's there, a nice guy, and he's doing a good job. And then I said, didn't I have you out? I said, his name is Guy. Guy, weren't you out here a few years ago? Yeah. He goes, I patched up and painted up your house, he says. Is that funny? Remember? He goes, I painted this. And because I remember I had, it was, again, Father's Day way back then, and I said to this guy, could you fix up the house? Because my mom's coming out, and it's fading. The paint is fading. It's uneven. And he did. And I said to him yesterday, you know what we did? You did a great job, I told the guy first. But look at this house now. I put Rhino Shield on it. He's going, oh, what's Rhino Shield? I said, take a look at this. It's a ceramic coating. Now I'm pitching the painter on Rhino Shield in my house. Guy did a great job, but I don't need Guy to pay him constantly to do the patchwork to pay, because why? I Rhino Shielded my home. And I invite you to do the same thing. We picked the color. Susan came out to the house. The kids got all involved. It was great. The girls wanted gray. The girls wanted blue. Mikey wanted to keep it the plum color, that the burgundy kind of color that it is. Mikey went out because Mikey was living with me full time at the time. So we had a great time, and I invite you to do the same thing. And if you have a business, you can Rhino Shield it. So the point is, I don't have to keep bringing in guys like Guy who do a great job, but it cost me a fortune to keep repainting the painting, and then I would patchwork it, kind of like I told you, like I do on my hair as you're watching on TV. You put a little here, a little topics over there to fill it out so it looks good. Oh, Susan, please make Rhino Shield for my hair. So you could do it for your home. And what I love about it, and like I told my buddy, the painter, you get a 25-year guarantee. And I bet you the painter wouldn't even give me this. 25-year guarantee from Rhino Shield against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. So stop throwing your money away, please, every 5 years and less, you know, for on a needed paint job. You can go to the website, set up a free estimate. That's what we did with RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Your house, your business will look like you just had a new paint job, I'm telling you. And my friend was so impressed. And I was so proud to show, look, My house is Rhino Shielded, and it looks spectacular. And your business and your home will look the same. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Thank you, Georgie. Thanks, George is here. Matt Conklin is here. And Matt Sambolin, appreciate it. Everybody's here. What's the new guy's name?
Mertavious.
Mertavious, thank you for being
here. He's new
here,
to our show while we're between call screens.
He's stepping in to help out. Yeah. I appreciate that very, very much. Did you work all night, Mertavious? Did you work all night? No, you came in for this. We appreciate it. It's early. You know, people, what time do I have to be there? Well, 5:30.
Trust me, I know. All too well.
You look good. You up in the atom?
Absolutely.
Good. Wedding's going well?
Yeah.
Wedding planning going well?
Absolutely.
You know, Frank, I spent a fortune on my weddings. And, you know, run to Vegas. It's easier.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Run to Atlantic City.
You know,
surprise everybody. Am I right or wrong?
Why you wouldn't have gotten married in Atlantic City?
Well, because a lot of
Staten Island's favorite son, I understand
exactly,
that.
But, right, yeah,
oh
exactly.
No, that's nice. He's loyal to the borough.
But I would go away somewhere and do that. But my fiance, she's got all these siblings, and she didn't want to get married without all of them.
Fair enough. Sure.
And
sure.
Not all of them could afford to go somewhere, even if it was.
I had the wedding.
Not too far away.
I met with Kimberly. I want to do everything right. Oh my God! Then I wrote a song for her. I wrote a song, not Kimberly. I wrote another song for her.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I didn't play that on Howard. So I tell you, and I was more nervous about that song that I wrote for her, not the Kimberly song, is that another song. That's what she's doing with me, was the name of the song. And Joey was with me every step of the way. And Joey was like in 11th grade at the time. And I rehearsed it and rehearsed it. I was nervous. Then it was the wedding day, you know, and you got to worry about a million things the wedding day. All I was concerned about that song. So we went to the Basilica of the Sacred Heart, beautiful church, great wedding. It was great. And then we did everything she wanted to do with the Rolls Royce. And then we went out to the Pleasantdale Chateau. I think that's the name of it, out in Jersey by Essex Fells, New Jersey. Gorgeous. It was just opened I used to play at this place as a kid, you know. I used to cut school and go to the place. That was like a corporate retreat, a big mansion from the 1920s. Gorgeous. Then the song, and I had the band, and no safety net, no nothing. And, you know, and I sang. I put Kimberly, I cleared the dance floor. I brought Kimberly out. Why? You're getting nauseous. Listen to me. Clear the dance floor. Kimberly looking glorious in her white gown. I took a chair. I bowed down the way Barack Obama bowed down to the Saudi princes. And I bowed down and I said, sit down. She sat in the chair and I went to the mic and I sang the song to her. And it was magic.
Well, it sounds very nice.
She left me anyway. Do you think when a woman leaves a guy, he goes, gee, you know, he did all those nice things. Do you think that goes through their mind?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think so either. He's old.
No, they only focus on the thing that caused the relationship in their mind to end.
But that I'm old. I can't help that I'm old.
No, but they don't focus on the other side. Oh, look what he did for me. He did all these great things and this and that.
You don't take that into consideration?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I tried anyway. But anyway, I tell you what, I must say, performance wise,
I don't doubt it.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
So what do you plan for the next one? You got to top it. What are you going to do next time?
Vegas. Atlantic City.
Vegas wedding. No, you got to do it in Atlantic City.
Yeah, Atlantic City.
You're the Jersey guy. Yeah, how could you not, you know?
Top of the ocean, you know, something like
something.
That.
Something. Yeah, got it. Good.
But I don't know. But the point I'm making, I spent a fortune, and it so. God's
yeah, but are you
God's
looking for?
Frankie.
Hold on a second.
Godspeed, Frankie.
Wait.
Have a great wedding.
You spent a fortune. Are you looking for
did you write
a return
a song,
on that investment?
No. Did you want me to do a song?
Wait.
No, you don't have to.
Wait, but you're looking for a return on that investment. Wasn't the return on that investment the three beautiful children that you made?
Al, you're making far too much sense.
I know,
this
really. It's not even 7 o'clock.
When I
it's amazing. It's all downhill from here.
It didn't even warm up yet. Yeah. I got to tell you, that is it, too, with all the moms of my
all
children.
All my children.
Wait,
give me
on ABC.
A great soap opera.
It's glorious. You can't get mad. As a matter of fact, now, as I get older, too, I think, look at these beautiful children.
Yeah.
I was blessed.
Well, talented. Yeah, almost all of them on stage with you a couple of weeks ago. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
going to put them all
almost,
to work.
Almost
man.
All. Now, yeah.
I'm working on all of them.
Right.
You know?
You got the Partridge Family lineup.
I want a cigar. I want some of Frank's bourbon, and I'm going to gain 40
Michael,
pounds.
Michael, do it again. Play that solo again. Yeah. All right.
You're on in 10
you're
minutes.
On.
Kid, you're on. You look
Clean
good.
It up.
It was a good set.
Clean it up. Tell the girl she's got to go. That's it. Let's go. Got to get on the stage.
In a chair. I wouldn't even be able to stand because I'd be
hat.
So fat.
Little hat.
I'd be so fat with a smoking package. You're not smoking
with a little
in a dressing
bag.
Room.
You with know, a little that, bag. You can
the
drop
cash,
the envelope
the
in
cash,
here.
The cash.
You can drop the envelope right in here.
All right. That way, kid's good. And I'll walk out of stage. I'll stumble out. I'll walk out like De Niro's Jake LaMotta. That's entertainment. How are you? I got my kids for me. Nice to see you. Welcome here. Oh, sweating.
Ice.
I'll be like,
a little bit
like
ice.
When he said. When he did the club with the, well, you know, with the nightclub he had, you know, great, yeah, where you from, yeah, that's a nice dress you got. I'm turning into an old De Niro, putting my kids to work.
You want to go out and play? Let's see you do Purple Haze, and then we'll talk about it.
Nah, man, I'll tell you what, blessed with the children, that's a good point, Alan, you're absolutely right. It was worth everything for
it's
that.
It's amazing
you know?
That I'm making
but
sense.
And you know what, as I look back, in that I executed it with the aplomb professionalism that I did.
I have no doubt.
You know, and Geraldo saw, witnessed that.
I remember, he talks about that
yeah.
all the time.
And the first thing, when he saw Kimberly walk in, looking as beautiful, he goes, this will never work.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that went through Geraldo's mind.
His confidence.
He knew it. He knew it back then. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. It's all good. Joe on the radio. Oh, hi. You know, sometimes I forget we're on television. Debbie, hi. You okay? I worry
you
about
guys.
You, darling. When we can't find you, I worry about you. Where's
I'm
Debbie?
Here.
Debbie, honey, I can't find Debbie.
I'm here
we're
for
like
you.
We're like your parents. We lost you somewhere
you.
On something in the soundboard. So you're doing good. All good this morning?
Yeah. I heard you talking about the helicopter crash yesterday. That was scary. Wasn't
you
it?
Know, this guy, Mr. McCormick, Tim, I believe is his first name. Is that right? Tim McCormick, is that right? And he was a great pilot in the sense that he landed and it could have
right.
been a disaster. Because I think, this is what I think, Deb, and we'll find out as we go along the morning. The weather cleared. They allowed this helicopter that was qualified to be virtually flown. Mm-hmm. And he figures, well, I'll go up while it's clearing because he's just going to Linden, which is, what, 7 minutes away? Not even, right? And then the weather just swept in. He got caught, mm-hmm. and he unfortunately lost his life. But mm-hmm. how many lives did he save by taking his own, really? So
mm-hmm.
The guy was a real hero in that regard. So we'll get into it, I'm sure, as we move along. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, Debbie, traffic, it's rainy. So that means car
Ooh.
Traffic all over the roads.
There's so much traffic. It's ridiculous already this morning, Joe. And with that ongoing investigation here in town, 7th Avenue remains closed, 49th to 53rd. 52nd also closed between 6th and 7th. Let's see what's happening on the West Side Highway North in the 70s. Looks like all lanes subject to closure with a pretty serious accident over there. Traffic is moving solely for you as you head to the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens with an accident cleared. LIE eastbound right at the ramp to the Clearview. An accident on that ramp to contend with. Inbound GWB almost an hour. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 45. And over at the Holland, at least 40. 287 North, exit 57. Getting up into Oakland and Franklin Lakes, it's an overturned tractor trailer. 21 southbound in Belleville, an accident, and 4 west in Teaneck. A car went right into a telephone pole. 18 south at Route 1, an accident on the ramp. 684 south, exit 4, accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When it comes to protecting your family, home, or business, you need a name you can trust. You need us, Honig Conti Perino Insurance. In Manhattan since 1902, we're family-owned, experienced, and credible. We believe in a face-to-face, roll-up-your-sleeves approach. Our clients receive individual and personal care. Honig Conti Perino, the name to trust. Call 212-777-7113 or honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino Insurance. Not just providing insurance, but insurance guidance.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that manages to get in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's that leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com. That's homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Homeadvisor.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
After a cloudy, muggy start with some fog, a bit of rain and drizzle, clouds will give way to sunshine today. It'll become windy and turn much less humid, our high 76. The wind will diminish this evening, clear and cooler overnight, though 58 in Midtown, 51 to 55 in many suburbs. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow on a nice day, the high 76. Thursday, cloudy, cooler, periods of rain and a thunderstorm, the high Thursday, 68. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg, Joe Biscopo on the radio. Hi, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and we're streaming now if you want to jump on AM970TheAnswer.com or at Jersey Joe Biscopo, J-R-Z-Y Joe Biscopo on Twitter. I love telling you about Mike Lindell. I love that he has this, the lowest price ever offered on radio TV, $69.98 for what? A two-pack of MyPillow's premiums. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That is the lowest price ever offered on radio and television from Mr. Lindell, who called this show personally. This was last month. He said, Joe, I want to do this. I want to offer, make this offer to you because he loves you listening to AM 970. So he gives you the special deal. Plus, when you get the two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 a pillow, you have got a 10-year warranty on that pillow. And you know what else? Why you can't lose? You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Let me give you the number if I can, all right? 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. I know you're getting around, and it's 5 before 7 o'clock now, and you're driving, you're trying to get to where you're going. But if you remember, MyPillow.com, some point in the day, check out MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code AM970, and you can get Mike's two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for $69.98. This is the lowest price ever offered on radio or television. Again, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. Please remember to use the promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Here we go, baby. Oh, happy Tuesday. Let it go, Albert. Come on.
For once in my life, I got someone who needed me. Someone I needed so long. Once unafraid.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
I can go.
That's great. Who did that? Matt, did you do that?
Somehow I know.
Mr. Sinatra. Oh, in concert. Nobody better. 657. Matt Sambola put a picture of me. I put my head and Kimberly's head on a married couple. Let me try to get that video for you. Because that's very funny. That's very funny. It's nice that you can check it out online.
You have video of this?
You know, I have got video of me singing to Kimberly. That's What She's Doing to Me. It was an original song, and it was shot well, and I have it. And I lost so many things in the divorce. I lost my Fender
amp.
My Fender amp.
You got it.
My Fender amp disappeared. My Yankee shirt, my authentic Yankee jersey that said Piscopo on the back. The
plow guy's well out. He's going to be in a band now.
I'm sure, without question. He said, I don't even blame my ex. I think these Mama Lukes come in and they run them off. I'm telling you, I lost so many. Where is that thing? There's a Frank Sinatra picture I have, and that just went away in the divorce. You lose things in a divorce like that. You know? But there is a picture, and I'm going to have a video of me singing to Kimberly, and I'm going to have to dig that up somewhere. Yeah, that would be interesting. Because you guys, listen, look at the smirk on your face, how you can make fun of me even more. And I'll send it to Howard Stern. This song's actually better than the Kimberly song. It really is. Hey, Joe on the radio, Jose Martinez, senior reporter for the city, is going to join us. We're going to talk about this helicopter crash. And we just dodged a bullet in that regard. Thank God this pilot, you know, had the wherewithal to put the helicopter down where he did, and certainly not in the street. So we'll get into that when we come back. Judge Andrew Napolitano on the show as well. Judge Andrew, my elementary school buddy, will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. And Dr. Jeff Gardier is going to join us. There's a suicide epidemic. Dr. Jeffrey will get all on this. And Mike Gallagher as well. Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.